Give me an actual tree with actual numbers on it.
Six nodes, A through FA is on top, price 9. Under A is B, price 8. B has two children, C, price 7, and D, price 6. D has two children as well, E, price 10, and F, price 5.
So the fat one is E10, hiding at the bottom right.
Biggest price in the tree, yes.
And the job?
You hang the tree from whichever node you like. Every path that starts at that node and runs downwards has a total. Take the biggest total, subtract the smallest, and that difference is what your choice cost you. You want the choice that costs the most.
Then hang it from C and let us actually count.
Hang it from C and the picture turns over. C is on top, B sits under it, and A falls down to become a leaf next to D.
Right, paths from C, C on its own is 7.
C then B is 15. C, B are is 24. C, B, D is 21. C, B, D, E is 31. C, B, D, F is 26.
Biggest is 31, smallest is 7. That root cost 24.
Now hang it from B instead. B on top, and now it has three children hanging off it, a C and D.
B alone is 8. Best one going down is B, D, E, which is 24.
And the smallest is 8, so B costs 16.
So the choice matters, 24 from C, 16 from B.
Six nodes, six numbers, and you want the largest. The obvious way to get it is to hang the tree from every node in turn and walk the whole thing each time.
Fine for six nodes, hopeless for 100,000.
So we are going to do it in a single walk. One observation first, because it makes the job half the size.
Go on.
In both of those counts, what was the smallest total?
7 from C, 8 from B. Both times it was just the node on top, on its own.
The node on top by itself is a path. There is nothing to add to it, and every price is positive, so any longer path beats it.
So the smallest is never interesting. The cost is the biggest path down from the top, minus the price of the top.
31 minus 7, 24. That is all that expression ever meant.
Good, now the part I have never actually been told. What is the algorithm?
One walk, bottom to top. Hang the tree from A and never move it again. Every node works out two numbers and hands them to its parent.
Two numbers, name them.
The first is the best chain running downwards from this node with every price on it counted. Call that one closed.
And the second?
The best chain running downwards from this node with the price at the far end thrown away. Call that one open.
Why would I ever want a chain with its end missing?
Because the answer is a path with one end thrown away. Two chains meet at the top of that path. One of them keeps its end, the other throws its end away. Every node has to be ready to be either.
All right, start at the bottom.
E is a leaf, price 10. Its closed chain is 10, that is just E itself. Its open chain is 0.
0 because the chain is only E, and we threw E away, nothing left.
F is a leaf, price 5, closed 5, open 0. C is a leaf, price 7, closed 7, open 0.
Three leaves done. Now D, the parent of E and F.
D has price 6. Before it looks at any child at all, its closed chain is 6, just itself, and its open chain is 0.
Now bring in E.
Two things happen at every child in this order. First, you try to build an answer, using what D already holds on one side and what the child offers on the other. D's closed is 6, E's open is 0, that pairing is worth 6. D's open is 0, E's closed is 10, that pairing is worth 10.
10, and in the actual tree, 10 is what?
The path from D down to E, that path is worth 16, and D's own price is the one thrown away. 6 gone, 10 left.
Which is the same as hanging the tree from D and walking to E, so it is a genuine candidate.
Then the second thing, D updates itself. Its closed chain becomes 6 plus E's closed, which is 16. Its open chain becomes 6 plus E's open, which is 6.
And that 6 is the chain D to E, with E's 10 thrown away.
Now F comes in. D's closed is 16, F's open is 0, 16. D's open is 6, F's closed is 5, 11.
16 is the best thing we have seen. Which path is that?
E up to D and back down to F21 in total, with F's 5 thrown away. 16 left.
Both children in one path, that is the join you keep going on about.
Then D updates again and nothing improves, 6 plus 5 is 11, which is worse than 16. So D hands up closed 16, open 6.
Up to B price 8, children C and D.
B starts at closed 8, open 0. C arrives first with closed 7, open 0. The two pairings are 8 plus 0 and 0 plus 7, 8 and 7. Neither beats 16.
And B updates to closed 15, open 8.
8 plus 7 is 15, and 8 plus 0 is 8. Now D arrives, carrying closed 16 and open 6.
Pairings, B's closed 15, plus D's open 6, is 21.
And B's open 8, plus D's closed 16, is 24.
24, that is the answer, and it just fell out of an addition.
Read it back into the tree. B's open of 8 is the chain C up to B, with C's 7 thrown away. D's closed of 16 is the chain D down to E, whole. Glue those two together at B.
CBD, E7 plus 8 plus 6 plus 10 is 31, and we threw away C's 7. 31 minus 7, 24.
Which is exactly the number we got earlier, by turning the tree upside down and counting by hand.
Except this time, nobody turned anything upside down.
B finishes by updating itself. Closed becomes 8 plus 16, which is 24. Open becomes 8 plus 6, which is 14.
And it is the last one, price 9, one child.
A starts at closed 9, open 0. B hands at closed 24 and open 14. The pairings are 9 plus 14, which is 23, and 0 plus 24, which is 24.
24 again, different path this time.
All the way down to E the whole spine, worth 33, with A's 9 thrown away. Different path, same answer.
And that is what you return.
The best pairing seen anywhere in the walk, 24.
Now hang on, why is one walk enough? We nailed the tree to A and never moved it, and the winning path did not even touch A.
Because every path has one node sitting highest on it, and that node is exactly where its two chains meet. C, B, D, E sits highest at B, and B is where the 24 turned up.
So every path gets its moment at its own top node, and all I have to guarantee is that each node checks its own moment.
That is the whole argument. Six nodes, six moments, one walk, and no hanging the tree from anywhere.
What about the path A, B, D, E then? Its top is A.
And a produce 24. It got its moment too.
One thing still bothers me. Everyone says the end you throw away has to be a leaf, or is not a leaf. It is the top of the tree.
A has one neighbor. In the tree itself, before you hung it anywhere, a is a leaf. It just stopped looking like one when we nailed it to the ceiling. That is the trap. If you special case leaves by asking whether a node has children, a answers yes, and you never let its open chain start at zero.
And then I lose that 24 at A.
On this tree you would still get 24 out of B, so you would never notice. On a tree where the winning path starts at the node you happen to hang it from, you lose the answer and nothing tells you.
So do not special case leaves at all.
Start every open chain at zero, and the question never comes up.
Right, say the algorithm back to me, all of it, in one breath.
Hang the tree anywhere. Walk it from the bottom up. Every node starts with closed equal to its own price and open equal to zero. For each child in turn, first try closed plus the child's open and open plus the child's closed and keep the biggest number you have ever seen. Then update yourself, closed becomes your price plus the child's closed if that is bigger, open becomes your price plus the child's open if that is bigger. Hand both up.
And the biggest number I ever saw is the answer.
24.